Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Take a look at our own 2018 roster of Adam Cincirillo, Austin Faulkner, Garrett Marchbanks, and Martin Davalos. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
Ken Roczen, I thought you could have won the night. Look, Webb rode great, and he deserves the win, but you were going as well as him and gaining on him, and then Joey rode great, but yeah, couldn't get by him quick enough.
Yeah, it's really tough. The track was brutal. First off, it was super, I had more fun all day here than I did in the previous races. It was fun to be back on the East Coast dirt. It really helped out a lot. I felt great on the bike, and obviously in qualifying my time wasn't really there, but I wasn't worried about that. I always go off of how I feel.
You don't worry much about your qualifying time.
Yeah, so because then you see tonight, I felt like I actually rode pretty good. We brought some big intensity in the heat race already, jumped out of the gate really well. And even in the main, I got a good start, but I kind of wheelied a little bit. So after that, being in third, I actually had a couple of good run-ups on Cooper and stuff, but just couldn't really make it stick. So I was trying really hard, and then I think Cooper got by Joey, and Joey might have gotten, I don't know, tight or tired, whatever it was, but he was still going good enough to where I had a hard time passing him. And I feel like if I could have gotten by there just a little bit earlier, I could have rode a lot more like how I wanted to ride. I was so close. When I was behind Cooper, I was really close. I actually almost jumped on him on the Dragon Bag. It was really close. But we were so close, and same with Joey. So once I got by him, I had some clear track. I feel like if I would have had that earlier, I could have charged forward a little bit more. But all in all, I mean, I'm not bummed about the second place. This is totally cool, even though we do want to win and we had a good chance. But I only wrote once this week. You know, I just explained that we always write Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, and you're in your groove, right? And I cannot write Monday, write Tuesday, be completely fine. But the fact that I was off the bike for 4 days, you feel kind of odd coming back, especially I traveled from West Coast to East Coast. So then the East Coast dirt, like everything's just kind of different. You always take a little bit to break everything back in. So came here, and obviously the circumstances here with the stadium and it being freezing cold, and we're in the stadium all day, it was different. So I'm just glad to get out of here healthy in a second place and a pretty solid race, so I can't complain.
Burns are better now?
The burns are better. I still have to cover up my nipples. There's a fresh baby skin there, so the chest protector definitely rubs on it, so I still cover that one up. But my ass actually got better. It was terrible for 4 days, and then after that, it kind of just went a lot better. But I am on antibiotics, actually, since it looked like I was getting infected.
Look, Fell came out, apologized. They offered privateer some money. Not everybody's taking it. It's a controversial topic in our sport. Are you happy with what you heard from Prater, Mui, those type of guys? It was a mistake, and you know, where do we go forward from here?
It was definitely a mistake. Everybody knew it was going to rain on Saturday. So don't mess with, like, you can dry up a damp spot with some lime, but don't, you know, whole track's underwater, we're getting showered with it. But I think there's a lot more to it than even just a lime. So for right now, we're going to have to just get together and make some more plans and be prepared what our discussion is going to be with Feld. Also on some other things, and just we want to be professional and just bring up whatever is on our mind and on our plate just to make it better for everybody. That's all we want.
Well, hey, another nice job. You got the red plate tonight again, so that's got to be a nice addition.
Yeah, everything's so close up there. It's crazy. But, yeah, we're just keeping it steady, and I'm super happy how the team and I, we've just been so good, and it's so – I mean, we haven't had a win, and we're looking for that, but it is so fun to just be in the hunt instead of – 2016 was a great year for me. After the first two or three rounds, I was – 20 points behind, so that's a whole different story. You know, right now we're in the lead, so without any wins, but it's all good.
I mean, we keep saying it's coming for you. It just seems like one small thing every week is
tonight. I really tried tonight, but I really wanted it, but then man, it was just,
I swear I saw you one time, Joey, like shake your head like I can't do this.
Yeah. Honestly, when we race, we kind of have an empty mind. And when somebody said, if we thought about like how we were in such a battle that I didn't think of anything. And the race, in the end, now that I think about it, the race did feel long. But in the heat of the moment, I hardly ever looked even on the pit board. Oscar hates when I say that because I've told him before the entire race, I'm like, I did not see it once. And he's like, oh, well,
nice. Mechanics are overrated. Don't worry about it. Hey, nice job on the red plate. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.